Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on transforming negative beliefs with sound. So it's really these negative beliefs that hold us back, especially the ones about ourselves. They go out into the world and they say, I am not good enough. And the whole world goes, okay, we'll bring more of that based on the law of attraction and law of resonance, right? So we're going to go through how to transform these negative beliefs. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things going on here at the Institute. We've got a open house coming up on... So much for that. We got an open house coming up on February 25th. From 1 to 5 here at the Institute in Sausalito, just outside of San Francisco. And if you can make it, we'll be going through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, with many heart-opening meditations. We'll throw everybody on the sound table, and you will be blissed out before you leave. Blissed out and at peace. All right. So that's Sunday, February 25th. We also have our semester at the Institute in person that just began. You can still jump in. It's 3.5 months at the Institute and 6 months online, so it's half and half. And we go through exactly how the universe works based on vibration, not only the universe, but also how the body works physically, as far as pain and all the organs and frequencies of all the organs, mentally, as far as brainwave entrainment, emotionally, as far as releasing stuck emotions and transforming negative beliefs, and spiritually, as far as the sound of love, the sound of your soul, and the sound of source. It's a really profound program. We also teach many techniques on how to open up your own practice and even classes on marketing as well. And we also have our advanced certificate program you can go into after that to even get more detail. We also have that whole program online, and you can start this Saturday, February 10th, the week from today. And it still works really well. It's all about how the whole universe works, getting you blissed out and peace at peace. It's really about peace and getting high, right? And showing other people how to do that. Because when you're at peace, your immune system works the best, all organs go into alignment. That's where you're the most creative, and it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. We also have a recording program starting on March 5th, and that's one day a week with about 8 hours of lab time per week, and it's all about how to run a digital audio workstation like Pro Tools or Logic or Ableton Live, and it's about recording, mixing, and producing and creating sound and music that affects people on a really deep level. I wrote the number one selling books in the field in both recording and in sound healing as well. We also have our World Sound Healing Day event coming up on February 14th. It's, there'll be people doing events all over the world, and we're doing one on sound with Shanti Leon, who's a total light being, from 12 to 1 Pacific time. So you can find the Zoom link if you go to this page, which is soundhealingcenter.com, and it will take you to where you can just log in and we'll be blissing out there. We also have our voice analysis software for sale. The next training for that program is February 15th to learn how to use it. And I'm sorry, February 18th at 8 a.m. Pacific time. But you have to buy it by February 15th because there's a little bit of preparation to be done. So you can also get a treatment at voiceanalysisharmony.com and find out exactly what notes are missing in your system or what notes you have too many of. And those correspond to a very specific chart for mental and emotional issues and physical issues as well. We also have our brainwave assessment kit that you can get for $888 where you can actually find people's home notes, their metabolism rhythm, where they're at peace, and then give people CDs, downloads, in delta, theta, alpha, and beta. Delta for sleep, theta for creativity and oneness, alpha for learning and sports, and beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD. And they all have gamma in them for blissing out. You can get that treatment done on Zoom. You can find a place to sign up at yourhomenote.com. And then we also have our next sound healing conference coming up. We'll be posting it in about a month or so at April 26th to the 28th. Ultimately, you can find the information at globesoundhealingconference.com. But right now, all that information is from the last conference. We already have Bruce Lipton booked, so we're going to be talking about sound with Bruce Lipton. And my favorite, Tom Kenyon, is booked now. So we're going to be hanging out with the Hathors and getting really high with sound. So we already have a lot of amazing presenters ready to go. Again, that's April 26th to the 28th. Right. We also have on our site, besides all of the information on the school, we've got the Sound Healing Store. You can go to directly at soundoflove.com. We have a full range of products, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls, tuning forks. We've got books and CDs and all types of melodic instruments. And there's over 300 products on there. We also have all of our vibroacoustics, which we have the sound lounge that you can lay on and be vibrated, the sound table. We've got pillows and dolphins, and we're about to start carrying a vest as well. We're only like $500 too, so you can vibrate your whole body into bliss and get rid of pain big time. Right, we've got CDs on nerves, tendons, ligaments, muscles, respiratory system, circulatory system, brain, all different CDs that aren't music, and we also have all our music CDs as well. You can find that at soundoflove.com. We also have our sound therapy center here in Sausalito, but we just launched our sound therapy center online, and that's at soundtherapycenter.com. Let me pull it up here for you. I'm sorry, soundtreatmentcenter.com. Sound therapy center is for the one in Sausalito in person. Sound Treatment Center is here in online. And we've already got about 25 or 30 practitioners ready to go. So you can go on here and book anybody for a session. And we've got a $50 discount. You can get $50 for free towards a 30-minute or 60-minute session if you sign up now until the 1st of March. And it's the best sound quality ever. I mean, it sounds like a CD when you hear this, because we've trained everybody on miking. They're using compressors and reverb, and it's all in stereo. Oh my God, it just sounds so good, so good. So go on and check it out, soundtreatmentcenter.com, to get a live treatment. Okay. Then we've got our research foundation. The MedicalSoundAssociation.com, you can find over 30 treatment plans with sound for different issues. And then our SoundEducationAssociation.com has over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. So that's SoundEducationAssociation.com. Those are some of the things we have going on. Okay. Okay. So let's talk about loving yourself. Really, you can't really love anybody if you don't love yourself. You got to love yourself first, right? And that really means not disliking yourself. I mean, there's a lot of people that have either done something bad or accidentally hurt other people even, and they feel really bad about themselves, or they're just insecure. Their parents have been telling them since they were kids, you know, you are not, you're a piece of crap. You're a piece of crap, right? And over many years, you start believing it. And then society tells you, you're not good enough. You need to have this. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not, even our schools tell us we're not smart enough, right? 25% of the people fail the test, right? And we're labeled not good enough. I mean, it's really the system. I mean, our whole system, our whole society is based on competition, right? It should be based on working together instead of competition, because so many people feel not good enough, right? And so the trick is to love yourself. One of the most basic things you can do is to simply send a sound of love to your own heart. I'll come back to this. Send a sound of love to your own heart. You can't do it wrong. Just play with it. Do any sound. But run the energy of love and send it to your heart like this. You can join in with me. Ooh, let me put on original sound. Here's another one. Hug yourself and say to yourself, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. God, I love you. I love you. And then keep that going in your head and do the sound. If you have any trouble with this, you really need to practice this. I mean, it's really good to even look in the mirror and say, I love you, right? I accept you. I love you exactly the way you are, right? That's so important because, again, when you don't love yourself, everybody sees it. Everybody feels it. But one of the biggest aspects of not loving yourself are negative beliefs about yourself. And there are many beliefs you can have about yourself as far as your body, your mind, your emotions, and even spiritually. We also have negative beliefs around relationships, how we are around relationships, how we are around health, and especially how we are around wealth. There's so many negative beliefs that we commonly carry. And what happens is those are frequencies or vibrations that go out to the world and say, I am not good enough. And again, the world supports you based on the law of attraction and goes, okay, we'll bring many situations to expand on that. You know how it is. If somebody's feeling insecure or not good enough, you can totally sense it versus somebody that's really in their power. We all notice it. So it affects every relationship, every communication. It affects your job that you end up doing. It affects your health. It affects everything. It's like this vibration in front of you going, hey, everybody, I'm not good enough. How are you going to deal with that? Right? It completely gets in the way. So it's critical to transform these negative beliefs. Now, there are unconscious negative beliefs that we may not even know that we have. But for the most part, we know exactly how we think we're not good enough, right? I mean, I know exactly. I mean, I've been doing this class, but there's, you know, for the most part, we all know. There's not very many unconscious negative beliefs. They're mostly right out front. We already know, right? So the trick is, I've got this technique to be able to transform the negative beliefs into the positive belief, and then we make the sound of it to get that truth in your body. Negative beliefs are illusions. The truth is you are a perfect spirit in every way. All of these negative things about ourselves, It's 3D, right? It's ridiculous. It's not true. And it just gets in the way. The truth is, you are a perfect spirit. So when we do this process of transforming or flipping the negative belief around backwards, it can be a little tricky. Sometimes people go, I accept that I suck. I'm happy. I'm fine. I accept. You don't suck, right? We're not going to do accepting that you suck, right? I mean, we can accept that we are a light being and accept that we are human, right? But we don't suck, right? So acceptance can be, sometimes it works if you do it right, but none of this accepting that you suck. Also, some people go, well, I'm trying. I'm aspiring to be more loving, right? Or I'm working on it, right? Well, that's cool, but that's not a whole vibration. Trying sounds like this. I right? Or aspiring is like, it's not there yet. Whereas when you go to that place of complete fullness, complete 100%, it has to be 100%, then it's woo, right? Often we have to go to a higher perspective and get out of this 3D body. It's really not us that is running these patterns. It's just a part of our being that's entrained into those patterns. All right. So it can be often be tricky to turn things around. Let's start with a simple one, okay? And we'll go through a whole range of negative beliefs. I've got a whole list I'll share with you in just a bit from my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. Okay. So one belief I have is sometimes I'm not loving enough. Now, to turn that around, I can't go, I'm loving all the time. Because spirit goes, yeah, right, give me a break. I know what you did the other day, right? And so it's not 100% true. But I could go to a higher perspective and say, my core essence is love. And I believe that 100%, right? And if you've got that also, let's do the sound of your core essence being love, right? You take it in. You get the sound of the truth physically in your body with toning, any vowel. All right. Let me show you the full list in case you've forgotten how you're not good enough. Right? Okay. So this is from my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. Let's go through these bit by bit. Okay. First of all, I'm not smart enough. A lot of people, especially based on our school system, that think they're not smart enough. We had this class today, and one person said, comparisons, what's the quote? Comparisons are the death of joy. When you compare yourself to others, that's the death of joy. You could say, I am smart enough, but you may not believe that completely. It's really the knowing of my heart is what counts. I trust my intuition more and more. What I need to know is yet to be revealed. I'm a dynamic being. I'm curious and willing to learn. I'm grateful to be at the door of life's mysteries. I'm brilliant in my own way. I have my own precious gifts. I fulfill my life's journey with the tools and wisdom that I've been provided with. The joy is in the learning, not always the knowing. Let's make the sound of all of that. Complete opposite of not being smart enough. Right. Yeah, make the sound and get it in your body with me. Okay. Here's one. Good things never happen to me. I see the good things coming. Right. Or, I don't deserve good things because of what I've done. We all make mistakes, right? We all get lost sometimes. You are a perfect spirit in every way. Okay. Life is never easy. I see flow now. I see flow everywhere. I'm an incompetent or bad person. My gifts are different from others, and some of my gifts may yet to be revealed. I like that one. Let's make the sound of that. My gifts are different from others. I have my own special gifts. Oh, here's a big one. This is a huge one in our society. I am not good looking enough. Right? Oh my God, our society is totally built around good looks. I mean, all the advertising, I mean, it's just rampant. And it's horrible. It's completely horrible. Here's a good one. I am not my body. I'm a spirit, a soul, and a point of awareness. My body is the perfect, beautiful vehicle for spirit. My body is a reflection of the richness of my experience. I like that one. My beauty is true vibrance on all levels. My body is a perfect vehicle for spirit. Let's make the sound of that. This is the same. I'm not tall enough, short enough, right body type. I don't have the right amount of hair, athletic enough, correct weight. I love my body. I love my body. Thank you for this life force through my body. Right? I'm not spiritual enough. You're a perfect spirit. Spirit's never far from the surface. You are made of spirit. I'm too emotional or not emotional enough. I'm emotionally balanced, and I feel and accept and love whatever level of emotions I have. I'm so grateful to be able to feel. Get it in your body, the truth. I'm a simple person, incapable of great things. Everybody has their gifts. Oh, this is a big one. I'm too critical of myself and others. How many of you have that one? Too critical of myself and others. It's interesting. There's one of our instructors teaches or used to teach before he passed away, the Kabbalah. And in the Kabbalah, there are there's a couple of Sefer roads that are discernment and love or mercy. And if you don't have a balance, it can be a problem. If you got discernment without love, that's too critical. If you have love without discernment, that's wishy-washy. Right? You're all over the place. So you need to have a balance of discernment and love or mercy. All right? So discernment is the core aspect of criticalness. And it's really beautiful. I mean, discernment helps us grow. Discernment makes us so we can do incredible things. I mean, I'm so glad surgeons and, you know, airline pilots are very discerning. I mean, I'm so glad the people that build our roads and build our buildings are really discerning. I mean, discernment is wonderful, right? And again, discernment of yourself is beautiful as long as you still bring in the love and don't get too critical, right? Because we want to be able to grow and change ourselves, but not hurt ourselves and make us where we and make it like we're wrong or bad or not good enough, right? So I love how discerning I am. My discernment allows me to appreciate our differences. Oh, that's a sweet one. This tone of criticalness is not me. It comes from others and from programming. It comes from society. It's patterns in society, right? It's from tens of thousands of years. I honor the God in you and me. I care about people and the truth. I speak truth from a place of love. All just is. Oh, I like all of those. Let's just do the sound of all of those. I love how discerning I am. Ooh. I'm not worthy of spirit or enlightenment. We are already spirit. We are God, right? This is a big one around here. I'm not pure enough to help heal others. Again, spirit is never far from the surface. And it's really spirit that does the healing. You just got to get out of the way, right? It's all taken care of with a positive intention. If as long as you have a positive intention, it's going to be positive for that person. I like this one because I'm a delicate flower myself. I'm too sensitive. Sensitivity is power. Oh my God, when you're sensitive, you see way finer levels of difference and subtlety, not only in yourself, but in others. So I am able to detect minute differences in things. There's strength in sensitivity. My receptivity opens me up to wondrous experiences. I like that one. I love my sensitivity. I don't belong or fit in. I had some people in class today that had this one. It's interesting because the truth is the norm on this planet, to be normal, is freaking weird. Right? It's weird, right? I mean, it's like it's much better to be an alien, right, than to be normal around here, right? So it's natural that we don't fit in because it's so weird. I mean, this society, right? I mean, there's so much pain and selfishness and greed and stuff. Oh, my God. And we just get so lost in language, right, and judgment. Oh, my God. So everyone walks by the beat of their own drum. I may not have found my tribe yet. I belong with Source and God. I create connection. I see the light in everyone as the same as mine. I belong right where I am. I visualize oneness with all the universe. I am connected. I am part of all humanity, which is really one being. Ooh. One being immersed in love. Let me play my song, Unconditional Love, for a little break here. Here we have unconditional love. I run that energy through this whole song. That's who we are. Thank you. look at relationships. I often have difficulty in relationships. I like this. I attract what I need to learn. I see spirit in everybody. I'm not caring or loving enough. That's what we started with. I trust my capability to love. I'm finding more ways every day to express that love that's in me. I am aware of love as ever-present. Oh, here's a big one. I'm not lovable. My core essence is extremely attractive. That's because I am universal love. Humanity needs my love. I belong in the world that loves me. Let's make this sound. My core essence is extremely attractive. Sometimes you have to sit with something for a bit until you really get it 100%. My core essence is extremely attractive. That's a bad one. I don't deserve to be loved. Everyone deserves to be loved. Our essence is love. Or I cannot trust anyone. I assume trust, but watch anyway. I hear the truth. I trust everything that happens is for my highest good. That's a really good one. I allow people to be where they are. I listen to and honor my intuition. I'm always exploited by others. I see relationships flowing harmoniously. I'm so afraid of what others think of me. This is like probably the worst negative belief on the planet. It causes cancer, right? I mean, Nita Morjani said once she went into the light, died and went into the light and came back, she knew that that right there was what was causing the cancer. And she became universal love, and within a month all the cancer was completely gone. And we're so afraid of what other people think. It's so common. So what others think does not matter in the least. Even though we are social beings, I'm secure in my own way of being and doing things. It's not my fault if others judge me. It's their own stuff. What others think does not matter. I am whole on my own. Ooh. I always screw up relationships once I start to get close. I see harmony in relationships. People don't see me. I'm invisible. They don't see my value. I respect myself and see myself being respected. It doesn't matter if people don't respect me. I'm whole on my own. I trust I know when to share my wisdom. I can't wait to share my wisdom. People resonate with my truth, and they love to hear it. Sometimes I'm not patient. Right? That's a big one. Patience is the true expression of my being. Sometimes you have to sit with patience and become it and then make the sound of that. Each moment is perfect. When I'm patient, it's impatient. It's not me. It's a pattern. Imagine what it would be like to trust in divine timing. Feel it completely. Make the sound of it. The essence of patience is this. Nice. Okay, then there's the aspect of wealth. Money is the root of all evil. If I have money, others will have less. It's wrong to have a lot of money when people are starving. That's silly. Our whole world has so much so many resources. I mean, there's plenty of food for everybody. There's plenty for everybody to be rich. We should all be rich. It's not that rich makes poor poor. It's that there's some rich that are hoarding. That's the problem, right? We should all be rich. All be abundant. I deserve to be rich. I need to compete with other people to succeed. That's an interesting one. What I've learned is if you just create plans to help people on the planet, millions of people especially, spirit kicks in and says, here's all the money in the world. We're getting massive funding just because we've got ideas to help millions and millions of people. There's beings on the other side that are ready to go if you just kick in. That's the new economic model. It's tough to make money. It's easy to make money. I see myself completely abundant. I'm so much more than my limited thoughts. I like this. I have perfect work in a perfect way. I give perfect service for perfect pay. I'm not clever enough to run my own business. I have talents that are incredible. Whenever I make money, I lose it. I'm not going to lose it this time. I'm abundant. It's now different. Health. I always have some health issue going on. I'm never completely healthy. I can be completely healthy. I see myself completely. I love the health I have. Health is my birthright. I deserve to be healthy. Health is my essence. I'm emotionally stable. Life is a wonderful adventure to treasure. I love life. I'm 100% capable. Oh, this is a lot of most. This is like rampant. I cannot heal myself. Got to go to a doctor, right? Imagine having that belief that you can totally do it and actually do it. I am 100% capable of healing myself. I now believe and see myself healing myself. All you have to do is send a sound to that part or send a sound of love to that part that's a little chaotic. There's one that a lot of people have. I'm running out of time and energy. Each day I get stronger, wiser, and learn more. In this moment, I am pure love and wisdom. I am it all. I am the master of my time and energy. The soul goes on forever. I'm exactly where I need to be, in the right time, in the right place, doing exactly the right thing. Whoop! It's all perfect. Okay. I'm not pure enough or high enough consciousness to work on help others. Oh, I did that one. I don't deserve it all. Health, wealth, and harmonious relationships. My worthiness has nothing to do with what I think. I am worthy of all good things. I totally deserve it all. I'm a pure, perfect spirit in every way. I want to play another song called Enlightenment. And then we'll do a final meditation. Okay? You are enlightenment. Enjoy. The truth is, all negative beliefs are complete illusions. The truth is, you are a perfect spirit in every way. Let's make the sound of that. That's the truth. If you ever have any time where you're not feeling good enough about yourself, ever, for whatever it is, track it down. Figure out what's the negative belief behind it and turn it around and make the sound of the truth. Hi. We're not meant to feel bad around here. We are perfect spirits in every way. And when you transform these beliefs into the truth, it changes every relationship. It changes every communication. It changes the work you do. It changes the health you have. It changes your whole life. And it changes the planet. Because you're not running that energy, and other people aren't getting that energy as well. We're creating a whole planet of good enough. Right? The truth. We are pure spirits. There's 3D stuff, but that's not us. It's all patterns. We are pure, perfect spirits in every way. I got a little homework for you. This is really fun. So everybody you come across for the next day or so, send them love silently, secretly. Send them love secretly and see what it does. And if it works, keep it going. Keep it going for the whole week, months ahead, years ahead. Send love to everybody silently for lifetimes. And know that you're a perfect spirit in every way. It's the truth. Thank you for listening and take care.